is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to... Oh, my God. Shut up. Welcome back, Masters of None.
I may have given you guys each microphone, right? Did I do that?
What?
Did I give you guys each one of those mics?
As a gift?
You gave me that one.
Oh, Segway.
Yeah. Okay.
Segway.
That's why it looks familiar. That's all.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I brought it or if it was one I gave.
Oh, you brought it.
I always bring it. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Welcome, everybody, to Masters of None. My name is Mike. Along with me is Jay.
Yay.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
Hey. My wife's joining us. Nicole, hi.
My wife.
She isn't the J.
Wait, do your mic impression, quick.
Yeah, do a mic impression. Go.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm Mike.
That's so true.
He's got you.
Zing. All right, so we're in the midst of the holiday season, so we figured, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a little bit of a gift-giving guide, but what not to give this year for the holidays, because nobody likes getting, shit presents. Guys, before
we even get into this,
yeah,
about what not to give, what is your reaction when you get a bad gift? Do you fake it or just be like, what the fuck?
I always give the, oh, that's great, thanks. I can't.
Really?
I'm,
after I give you the headphones, that's exactly what you said.
Oh, busted.
That was good. I wish you gave me some Blue Point Winter Ale.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I got one as well.
My tooth sparkles.
Hey,
blinds everybody in the room.
What are you drinking, Art?
I had an Oktoberfest. It's down there.
It's down there?
Yeah.
All right, good. What are you drinking? You're drinking a cup full of vodka.
Oh, no. There's like some soda in here.
Soda cup.
Some soda? Like Bill Murray soda in fucking Scrooged? When he just
puts a little bit. Just a little bit of tab.
Yeah, a little bit of tab.
Tab. They still make tab.
They do.
That would be a shitty gift.
They do.
Like a six-pack of tab.
Oh, that'd be a great gift.
That'd be great.
What? How?
I would love a six-pack of tab.
That's what you bring at an ugly Christmas sweater party, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or that or Fresca.
You have to put a bow on it, though.
And you got to wear jeans with cuffs in them. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease, right?
That's not cool anymore?
No, kind of.
Damn it.
You know what is cool? Like the girls bringing them back to denim shorts with the cuffs.
I wear those too.
It's hot. Like some tights.
It's hot.
Loving it. Meh. Sarah Silverman wears it in her new special. Do you guys see that?
No.
I saw a commercial for it. It
wasn't very good.
Not really. I'm getting less and less of a fan of hers.
Yeah.
Honestly. To be honest.
Not loving it.
Yeah.
So don't give people the Sarah Silverman DVD.
New that's, good idea. That's a good idea. So I here's what
hot
I did.
Shorts, not hot concert.
Here's what I did, and you guys can jump in with your ideas as well as we go with this. I went to a couple different websites, and I found the top gifts for 2013.
And disagreed with all of them.
Yes, every single one.
Sweet.
Of them. And I decided to go to one that, you know, a lot of us, that most of us go to, normal people go to, and also one that just fucking assholes go to.
Assholesandmen.com.
The one that assholes go to is the GQ best gifts for the 2013 holiday season. And the
best gifts for your man cave.
Yeah. And this one, and the one that everybody would go to would be the Amazon
wish list
gifts for toys, kids.
Remember the Sears wish book when that would come out?
Yes.
Or am I just the old man in the room?
No, I remember that.
Remember that? You just yes. Like it would come in the mail and just be like, just like
right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
come
2 inch
in, yeah.
Thick fucking
somebody's
catalog.
Got a buzz on their mic, by the way.
It's probably me because I was probably over here before.
Oh, that's totally you.
Me? Or her?
No, it was you. Go ahead and do it again.
I think it's this because it's rubbing up against the
don't do that. Rubbing.
The crotch.
No
there.
Rubbing. Yeah, but I remember the Sears wish list.
The Sears wish list.
Yeah, it was great because they always had like
the wish book. Yeah,
yeah, they had like the toys decked out. Like I remember,
it's like a 2-inch thick fucking catalog.
Castle Grayskull. It was all like
and that was your, that was it. Yeah. That was your Christmas list builder. You would just go through it and circle shit. Like, oh my god, I want this.
That's a good call, man. Yeah.
Whatever happened to catalogs?
The internet.
I still get catalogs.
What?
Here's the catalogs.
I get like one. No, I'm not fucking.
Damn it!
I get that buzz again.
Is it gone?
No, it's all right. It's gone now.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's. Is it this?
Yeah, it's that. There it is. All right, it's gone. You're gone. You're good. Okay. All right.
He's just getting you back.
Good. Good. Good.
It's good. You're good. You're good. You're good. So let me ask you guys this before I get into some of the toys. Are you what is a big gift item that your kids are asking for this year? And I want to see if it's on the list here.
One of the biggest things I think maybe not my kids are asking for,
Sibian.
But yeah. Oh,
God.
What? All right. Is the Doc McStuffins rescue kit.
Number two on this list. Yep.
Doc McStuffins.
The Doc McStuffins doctor bag set.
That sounds like one of the fake British people names I came up with earlier.
It really does. It really does. The Doc McStuffins, which, by the way, that's a liability.
It will only tickle a little.
That sounds so filthy.
Yeah, it does.
Doc McStuffins doctor bag set. Yeah. It sounds like you
free airbrush kit for your cargo van.
Yeah,
she's a girl that actually. She's a girl that actually fixes toys. And she makes them come to life, and she asks them what's wrong.
Does she just take stuff out of her bag and stuff it up her twat? Is that what it sounds like?
Dirty.
Well, you just got to get into it. The Doc McStuffins doctor bag set.
It does sound pornish.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stuff in
my doctor bag set.
What is it based on? Is it a show or a TV show?
It's a Disney Junior TV show.
Who came up? Disney. What pedophile came up with the name Doc McStuffins?
That is Sanchez. Creepy as shit.
It's what?
Terrible.
Wait, are you joking?
No.
What are you kids asking for this year?
I don't know. What kids?
Whatever I get for to review.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's very heartfelt.
Yeah. Riley's getting
number one dad right here.
Riley's getting a pair of fucking San Francisco 49er colored Nikes or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. All my kids are getting beer memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids like beer signs. All right.
All right.
All right, Dad. Thanks.
Neon for everybody.
A Yingling mirror. Thank you.
What's a floating beer pong set? I don't get it.
What's this red cup?
My kids already got a fucking dog. So they're done.
You got another dog?
Another.
You got a puppy?
Yeah, we got a fucking puppy.
Oh,
what kind of
holy shit?
What kind of puppy?
It's a half German short hair pointer, which is what our old dog was.
Porn hair?
German porn hair pointer.
Pointer. Oh.
Sister?
Short haired porn hair.
Porn hair. Yeah.
And porn it's hair. Half like terrier. I think it's like pitbull, half pitbull.
How many halves is this
dog? Dotty.
Three halves. Terrier. Pitbull is a terrier, form of terrier.
All right.
So
fun fact, dog fact.
Yeah, we that was part of the concession of me taking my new job, where I'm going to be home like not home every other Saturday and like some nights. I was like, well, then we're going to get a puppy to fill the hole in our hearts. Like,
oh, you could you could be replaced by a dog. That's so sweet.
How about that?
It's all right with me.
There you go.
So yeah, we got a fucking puppy. So they're done. I'm like, you guys are getting like socks and underwear, and that's it. Like you'll get some oranges in your stockings and
oranges, tangerines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clementines, yes. Miniolas,
all your shit.
Miniolas,
oh,
maybe.
Those are really good.
Yeah. Oh my god,
really
shut up!
Oh,
just keep talking.
My fucking kids are done.
What's the other
done.
One like that?
If it was up to me, they'd be done
kumquat.
For the next till that dog dies. That's how long.
Tangelo.
Tangelos.
All right,
are you still talking about
plumcot? Did you ever eat a plumcot?
No, I didn't know that was
plumcot is pretty cool. Oh, it's between an apricot and a plum. They're really good. They're juicy. It's right in the summertime, mostly July. It hits.
Stop talking.
Are they more a plum or apricot?
Oh my god!
It's like a combination of both. It's
you
really
got
good.
A fucking partner in crime.
They
shut up.
They have totally different textures.
I know it's more like a plum, I'd say, because it's not a furry skin.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
It's the size of a plum.
This is amazing.
But it's got the tartness of an apricot.
Oh, you know what? I'm like, nah.
We're not talking what I want to talk about. Let's talk about eyebrow trimmers.
The cutest noise of all time.
We have a job.
We should probably isolate that and use it.
We have a job to do
anytime
here.
Anytime we mention something cute.
All right.
I can't even get to that frequency.
Perks of being a girl.
making cute sounds. I guess.
So,
the third show always goes so well.
That was the best segue since actual segues.
So, Art.
What are you, the least prepared talk show host of all time?
So you once dated Jerry.
Art.
Wrong card.
Art.
Yeah.
How much...
What's going on here?
How much would you think a bottle of Cristal is?
Usually about going rates like 190, 200, depending on where you go.
Wow, you're fucking dead on, bro.
Yep. When I bought my bottle.
You bought a bottle of Cristal.
Back in when I was in Bermuda.
Well, now GQ thinks that a bottle of Cristal 2006, year 2006, is a great idea for this.
It's a great year.
It's a good vintage.
This
yeah, yes, it is.
Christmas.
You think that's a good gift?
That's a good gift.
Why?
Pop them bottles,
it's
dude.
It's a bottle of Cristal.
It's a terrible gift.
Pop shit. What do you wrap it up?
Get it? Wrap.
wrap it up.
Wrap, Cristal wrap.
We got it for free.
Right. I hate when people give me champagne. I don't like champagne. My wife doesn't like champagne.
I love champagne. I will take all of your champagne.
When we bought our fucking...
I will drink your champagne. I will take your milkshake.
I drink your champagne.
I drink your milkshake.
We bought our car. We bought Katie's car. And this
fucking
guy... And
it was a case of champagne. And like, fuck it. We're returning it.
No, the guy fucking thought he was like...
Slick.
Giving us the greatest gift ever given to any human being. He's like, I got a little something for you guys. Just wait right here.
Ooh, it's uncomfortable.
Buzzing again. Sorry.
It's not.
Oh, God, that was it. Wow, all right, it's gone now. It's gone.
This is wire, I think.
All right.
Is it my wire or your wire?
It's been me the whole time.
It has been? Stop it.
Is it you? It's already doing his buzz impression?
Cut it out, bro. Well, it's your girlfriend, woof.
Is it really him or is it me?
It's you.
It is me.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Don't move. There you go.
All right, good?
Yeah.
Right there.
So go ahead, say it again. You got a car.
So we bought my wife's car, and the guy thought he was the fucking greatest thing of all time. He's like, I got a little something for you guys.
Did he say it all soft and sultry
yeah,
like
did.
That?
Yes, he absolutely did.
Yeah, I guess I'm like, what?
And does a zipper.
Like, what does he got? Katie cringe.
Yeah.
He fucking goes, comes back. He's like, this is for you guys. Congratulations. Because it's like shitty little bottle of champagne. And I was like about to say, champagne suck. And my wife's like the deal, like movie, like slap hand over the mouth so you don't say something embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks, man. Fucking awesome. I was like, can I just trade this for like a can of Coors Light? Even that would be better than this because it's just going to go right in the fucking garbage.
Yeah.
I hate bottle of champagne as any gift for anything. The worst.
Well, GQ magazine says that a bottle of Cristal, $180 bottle of Cristal, is a great idea for this 2013 season.
I don't care how good the champagne is; it's champagne. I don't like champagne.
We just downed a bottle of Cristal for our 1 year anniversary, and it's nothing. It's
gross.
The same.
And
is it any better than any champagne?
Tastes like black licorice.
Actually,
right?
I like good champagne. I like the cheaper stuff better.
Tastes like black licorice, sweet. Right?
Cristal. No. Oh God, I sound. Oh, I hate myself right now. Cristal's a little dry for my taste.
Ugh, what a fucking uppity bitch.
I'm Nicole.
We did drink it out of Red Solo cups.
We drank it out of Red Solo cups, though. We did. We were like, fuck this shit.
I used my Cristal and I mixed it with Alizé.
Just keeps you busy.
Cool, dude.
Girls used to miss.
Because it was a Thug Passion drink from Tupac. So.
All right, bro.
Same.
Gonna name drop.
Thanks. He gave me the bottle of Alizé. He's like, here you go, bro.
Was the bottle a hologram?
Yes.
All right, so since you were good on the Doc McStuffins shove your shit up my doctor bag set, what? Give me another toy that maybe might be on this list.
This is like the worst game of Family Feud.
It is.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer.
Okay.
I don't feel like there is a hot toy. Is that the hot toy?
Doc McStuffins? Is it probably like either Xbox One or PS4?
No.
That's for like. Not so much kids as adults.
Yeah. Kids are can't dude, grow up. Kids are getting that.
Yeah. I guess that's a hot toy, but there's no like hot toy it's like expensive. Furby or Elmo, whatever.
What? Wait.
He's got
what did you
just
say?
Elmo.
What did you just say?
He's like a grown
Furby.
Kid, though.
Did you say Furby?
True. I sure did say Furby.
Did you hear about the Furby boom?
What?
Boom, sure boom, boom. Let me hear you say wayo.
Furby. Let me hear you say Furby.
Wow.
Because Furby Boom is number four on this list.
What the fuck's a Furby Boom?
Apparently, it's a Furby that's involved in a terrorist organization, I think.
Furby Boom.
TSA barges in, fucking cuffs the Furby.
Yes.
Takes it out.
Do you think Furby Booms use Foursquare?
I think Furby Boom has something to do with, like, it's literally, like, hooked up to, like, some kind of, like,
you know,
blue, yeah. Blue yeah. It's a backpack full of lies. I don't know. No, yeah, it's some kind of virtual, like almost like a Furby and a Tamagotchi put together type of thing. I don't know. Because everything's interactive nowadays.
You know, I thought it was genius that kids, it's probably on the list, those rubber band loom bracelet things.
No.
Rainbow looms.
Are your kids doing that?
No. They want one.
What is that? What is that?
It's the new thing. Basically, it's like a little bracelet-making kit, but with rubber bands. So you just take the rubber band. It's like a loom. Like, you pull the rubber band.
Loom, loom, loom. I'm here to say whale.
Whale.
Crisscross them, and then you make like bracelets.
We used to make, like, well, they were, like, pot holders. I don't know what...
what parents did you have? That,
but... Amish. Hey.
Oh.
Got
no,
you
but...
a butter churner and some pot holders.
Here's a washboard.
Yeah.
But that's like what all like the elementary school kids are into right now. They're all bracelet crazy. But I figured it out.
It's okay. That's better.
All it is yeah, I mean, at least they're doing something semi-constructive.
Yeah.
But I figured it out. It's just the silly band people taking all the fucking leftover silly bands nobody wants, just chopping them up and making smaller rubber band things.
Those fucking silly band douchebags.
It's the rubber band industry. They're
damn
like,
what
can we figure out how to do with these kids now?
Captain Lou's behind this.
Ludwig von Sillyband is fucking loving this shit.
Loomwig von Sillyband.
Oh, wow.
Let me hear say whale. Whale. All right. Next on the
mic, ready?
This will only tickle a little.
That sounds fine. No buzz. Next on the GQ list of top gifts for 2013 is a
bro stash.
Is a Peregrine English Aran jumper, which is basically
a Peregrine Falcon,
which is basically a wool sweater. It's a wool sweater, and it costs over $200.
Thanks for the itchy sweater,
Yay!
I've never worn a sweater in my life.
I haven't seen anybody wear a sweater in the longest.
I'm not even speeding.
The last two people that I've seen wear a sweater are Mugatu and the Kaz. That's it.
Who's Mugatu?
From fucking Zoolander, bro.
Oh, gotcha.
I think I've worn a sweater.
When's the last time you wore a sweater?
Like 3 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I know.
How? What would your reaction be if somebody was like, "Hey, here's a sweater for your Christmas present. Here it is." What would your reaction be?
You'd be like, "Thanks."
I'm like, "Whatever."
You would say that.
I'm gonna wear this when I drink my Cristal.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'd tell them like what shoes they'd match with. I'm like, "That's cool."
I'm gonna wear this with the 13s.
Yeah, there you go. I'd say that. Nice. He knows.
I hate you. I fucking hate you. All right,
me?
No,
I don't want a $200 sweater.
You do.
No, I don't.
All right, you don't.
I just go to Old Navy.
Yeah, I think it's good. Next toy. Next toy item up for bids. Now this is a big thing this year too. You know, I got the iPad here, right? And
everybody just saw you lift it.
Yeah,
there you go. The iPad.
I got an iPad here, right? And so now the big thing is like whether or not you get your kids tablets. So now they got all these like fucking like kid friendly tablets coming out.
E-matic one's pretty good for a kid.
What's it called?
E-matic.
It's called the one Ark got for free.
Yeah. What is that?
It's like a mini tablet that's powered by Android. It was great. It came right around my youngest daughter's birthday. I'm like, here you go. She loves it.
Well, what about, have you heard about the VTech InnoTab?
Yes, I have.
What is that?
Crazy expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like $200.
What is it? But it's cheaper than an iPad, right?
Cheaper than an iPad, but not cheaper than like other.
I wouldn't. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't give my kids an iPad unless they gave it to me for the review. That's the only time.
How do you?
I'm giving my daughter my used iPod Touch for Christmas. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah.
You got a dog, and you can have my used iPod Touch. I'm not using it for trivia anymore.
And then below the inner The VTech Inno Tab is the LeapFrog LeapPad Ultra.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad toy.
It's like a reading thing. LeapFrog.
But is that for people that are too cheap to buy the VTech Inno Tab?
Well, I mean, it's better for, you know, for not non-rich people. It's better for the non-1%ers.
Question. Are you for or against, like, reading? Throwing technology
at
to
them?
Your kids? Yeah.
Don't really. I mean, they'll have some of it, but not all the time, no.
Like what?
They'll play with, like, there was the Leapster or the little tablet they have, but it's monitored. I'm not letting them play with it the whole time.
Right. All right. Cool. What about you?
What was the question?
This is such a weird podcast.
Are you all about, like you said, you're giving your daughter the
iPod Touch
or whatever? Does she, like, do they all play with that shit?
Yeah, they like to do it, play on the phones and shit, and we let them occasionally, but we try and limit it.
Yeah,
you gotta, like, limit the fucking screen action.
Yes.
Yeah.
They turn into zombies. You can see it in their eyes. It's really scary.
We use the term TV zombie in our house because the kids fucking get sucked.
TV face, right? Like first day face TV.
They get,
we like to walk around and go, TV zombie. They hate it, so it's fucking fun.
What's but great, now they have a dog too, to distract them.
Yeah, and what's awesome too is the TV upstairs is kind of broken, so like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So it just won't work for like a month. It's like, man, I brought the sweat off my back. Like, tough shit.
You don't get to watch TV. Have to go outside.
It's a pull start TV.
And now it's just like, now it's just like, play with your fucking dog. Keep your dog from shitting or peeing. That's the
name. Get out your shake. Get your
book. All right, and then in the same light of the tablets on GQ, they say that the Kindle Fire is a big gift idea.
This Kindle's on fire.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only like $160 or something like that.
Pizza's here.
That song usually does signify the arrival of pizza.
Just go get my phone.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Answer my phone.
Add a bit of Terry.
Eastbound and Down. That's my fucking ringtone. You love it.
Oh, hey, brah.
Pizza, brah.
So the Kindle Fire is up there, too. Yeah, it's like only on like $110. Right,
I heard like 160. Maybe it's a different gig size, the hard drive size.
But here's the thing. I don't know if you've seen those commercials with the fucking Mayday button.
Oh yeah, with the woman. And people are saying they're gonna whack off to her.
I said they were gonna fucking. I just said that's they're just asking for trouble. They're just asking for fucking chat roulette.
A real life person comes up and starts helping.
Amazon
you out.
Kindle Fire. The Mayday button. You ever see the commercials where the guy like presses the button and Amy pops up and she's like, "Hi, I'm with Kindle Fire." I'm
Hi. Oh, you just caught me. I was in the shower.
Oh, sorry. I was just cooking
funny.
Some it's dinner.
Like a chicken in the shower. It's like, oh hey. Like the water's like pouring out.
Shower cap on.
Oh, do you need me now?
Oh, sorry. Hey, hi. I was just making some dinner. Hey.
I cook naked.
They're just going to get fucking dick pics after dick pics. Hey, Amy, how are you? Where's the fucking hot chick that I was talking to yesterday? It's a terrible idea.
She's got chlamydia.
Why would Batman say that?
I don't know.
Amy's a whore.
Also,
I did it once.
Art, do you know what this is? Because this sounds like a girl's toy. Or a queer guy's toy.
Pink rabbit.
Flutterby Flying Flower Fairy.
That's definitely a boy's toy.
I have no idea. Holy shit.
You
ordered
3 pizzas?
What
did you do?
You gave me a lot of instructions.
What is it, 1 pizza per
Eat
person?
Slowly, pick up with one hand.
No, I mean, he was like on the phone. I'm like, okay, I'll be there in like literally like 2 seconds. It's like, okay, so I'm out right outside the door. So if you just open the door.
Turn the doorknobs.
Open the door. Unlock it. I'm not going to barge in and rape you.
Retail people are a lot, I think...
Watch what you say, sir.
All right, fine.
So do you know what this is? Flutterby Flying Flower Fairy?
It sounds hot.
It does. Is it like one of those like
parade in Greenwich Village?
I haven't seen it, so no.
It sounds like one of those like those pull string things.
Yeah.
Tampons?
And they fucking fly. I'm not down with
There's a cold one in the fridge.
Yeah. I'm not down with getting toys that I have alliteration in them, by the way.
Or a bloody.
Or bloody. all right, and then in GQ they say, here's another one, the Dolce & Gabbana, the one.
Stop, just stop right there. Yeah,
exactly. Dolce & Gabbana, the one cologne. It's cologne for
$35. That one cologne.
The one.
Yeah, right, yeah. Remember that one cologne I wanted? Which one?
It's the a new Abigail Stella. Yeah.
So,
Batman's back.
The one you didn't get me. I want to smell real nice for our dates, but you got me the wrong one. It's the clone the city needs. It's the clone my body needs. But I don't deserve it.
What club are they at? What club?
Get away from me with your testers.
The tester. That would be a good Batman villain. The
spray on me!
Spraying poisonous cologne on everybody. The burn, skin burns. Burning everyone's wrists up.
I'm allergic! Alfred! Alfred! I'm breaking out in hives! Alfred! I smell fruits and pine! I smell fruits and pine! He must have been here! The tester.
It doesn't work with latex.
Of coriander in the air. Where's the balm? I need the balm.
Coriander. Would you like me to put this on you?
Speak of the tester and he shall appear.
Hey, was that Bane or Yoda?
Speak of the tester.
It's better when you have headphones on. Yeah. It's just like, you know.
It is. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Everybody, check out those gams. Would you like a test?
This one comes with a free duffel bag.
Oh, you like duffel bags, huh?
All that matters is our samples.
Oh, trickery.
Jakar.
You merely adopted the samples.
I used to wear this in high school.
When I saw it, it was blinding.
It's fucking great.
This is the best gift of all.
I know.
Laughter.
Oh my god. Hey, you know, you could have gotten a instead
I'm
of
like, meh.
Instead of a dog, you could have gotten it. You could have gotten
suicide.
Gotten a Texta robotic puppy.
Dude, I was all for that.
Because
that
that's number idea. 10 on this list.
I've been telling my wife to get one of those for years. Like, yeah. I want a dog. I was like, go get one of those robot dogs.
Does it still poop? It poops nuts and bolts.
It's fine with me.
Ching!
Nuts and bolts don't smell like
poops
shit.
Poops coins.
That'd
Bitcoin.
Be great.
What the fuck is up with Bitcoins, by the way?
What's the deal with Bitcoins?
Their worth is like plummeting.
But what is that? Like someone's like, I lost like $500,000 in Bitcoin. Like, what
is
that?
It's
like
money.
Fake online money.
Yeah, it's fake money.
It's like nerds use it to buy like Warcraft cloaks.
Oh, okay.
It was good for like 25 minutes. It was like snap bracelets.
And then, I miss snap bracelets.
I bet you do.
Stocking stuffer.
Not the metal covered in the fabric.
Oh no, those cut.
Those
yeah,
hurt.
Those cut.
Those were
get,
for
like,
cutters.
For
cutters.
This is a podcast. What Mike's getting the gopher.
Yeah.
What's the worst gift? What's the worst gift you guys ever got?
Underwear, like.
Like granny panty underwear.
Yeah.
Ew.
When I was like that. Little, because I was like the great aunts would, ew. You know. I like here's some no, underwear. Yeah.
My ex girlfriend got me a book on poker one time. And I was like, do you even know me? Do you even go
you
out?
You had no interest in poker whatsoever.
I don't give a shit.
That's weird.
Not give a shit. She was a terrible gift giver. Terrible. Like, you just don't even pay attention to me whatsoever. It was like one of those things where you would like drop hints. You're like, oh man, that would be awesome to get.
Yeah.
Nothing.
How about
are
you?
Are you dropping hints to me right now?
No.
You're dropping a hint and not
no,
buy
you're actually
poker
a pretty good gift giver.
Am I?
Yeah. Decent.
am I?
Speak of the devil, bring me one up here.
I don't know. I really haven't really had one.
I don't like getting gifts in general. You know what's good is gift certificates.
Yes.
Yes.
Call me stupid, but it's like... It's,
you're stupid.
All right.
No, I agree with you.
That was rude.
just following what you said.
But yeah, just... Like, just give me something where I could just get what I want. Or just money is fine. Like, I know it's not, like,
the gift,
thoughtful, but
the gifter
it's the
feels
best.
Insensitive.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the best thing.
I know. Well, let me ask you this. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, sweet. I can go buy something that you would never know I want. Something I probably don't even know I need. Mm-hmm. Like, when I come across something stupid that I don't want to spend my money on,
that's
my gift. The best.
But the thing is about gift certificates is I don't like shopping. Like, I don't like going to stores and
online,
getting
bro.
Stuff. I hate it.
You know what's bad? Gift certificates is like those like Visa gift cards.
Yeah.
It's I love
like,
those.
It's like, here's a card, but you got to jump through 5,000 hoops in order to use it. It's like, oh, I got to activate it. And it's going to subtract $5 from it. And then if you want to use it in a store, you got to like find a store that's going
to
take it.
You have to create a pin.
You
got to
call up and find out what the balance is.
No,
and then
but
you
it's
gotta,
like Visa. Like,
you have to create a pin. And then
what?
You have to create
a
pin 3 months from now.
Fucking account. Like, God almighty, just fucking take it back. I don't want it. Just give me cash. Give
can't
me half
just,
the cash of the Visa gift card, and I'll just go with that. And be
can't
happy.
They set up like red boxes where you can just put one of those in and just it just spits out cash and then it's over?
Yeah, like
ATM
an ATM
thing?
Card.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Here's
patent
an ATM
pending.
Card, good for like $50. You put it in, it spits out $50 cash. I
Bingo.
Guess it's good, but like it's less tacky than giving actual cash.
When people ask you, like, what do you want, and you tell them that, they're like, well, you know, if I just get... It's like I'm giving you money. It's like, people, like, ask
just
me that.
Just give me money.
Yeah,
that's
just
the best
give me money.
Great
yeah, I'm just like,
go,
give
bro.
Me money. Yeah.
Because I don't, like, want things.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't want shit. I was like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't want anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Just let me do what I want. Like, that's a great gift.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, anytime anybody ever
shit.
Asks me what I want for Christmas or my birthday or something, I can never think of anything at that moment. And I'm just like, I'm like, I wish you were with me 5 months ago when I walked past something and was like, ooh, that would be nice to get. Like, I can't, you know
it's out of your mind. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's not
so true.
Anymore. You can't even get it.
Yeah. I always end up spending my gift cards if it's like a non-specific, like just like a Visa or MasterCard or whatever. I honestly end up spending it on like gas or like groceries.
That's
well, it's like a bonus because you're like,
you know what? A fucking full tank of
gas
is a sweet gift.
Yeah.
Because there's like $50 I don't have to spend on gas, which is the worst thing to spend money on.
True.
And I spent so much money on gas. I'm like, oh, this is actually amazing.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Ain't no problem with that.
If it's to like a store, I feel like it's a treat. Like it's like a special treat. Like, oh my god, I can go here.
Did you grow up poor, Nicole?
It's a special treat.
It's a treat.
What are you, Tiny Tim?
God bless this gift card, everyone.
Thanks, thanks, sir.
Every cent.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm gonna
sir.
Go buy the fattest goose
in all of London.
Oh, thank you for this Goose RS gift card.
I'm going to ask Timothy Biscuit what he wants.
Timothy Biscuit Teas. Was it Tea and Biscuits? What was his fucking name? Paddington Bear. What was the fucking name that you made up?
Johnny Biscuit Cuffs.
Biscuit Cuffs. That's what it was.
Yeah, I made that up in the show. That's not coming out till next year.
Nah.
Call forward.
You'll check it. You'll see it.
What else is on that magical list?
Let's see. What else do I have here? Hey, have you guys heard of Monopoly Empire? Because I haven't.
What is that? Is that the one that's coming out with the new token that they're like kicking one out?
Is that right?
I heard
what?
That. I just
not
heard
the
a.
Hat.
I don't know which one
the
it
iron.
Was, but yeah.
The hat!
That's funny you said that. I was listening to Penn Sunday School and he had Drew Carey on.
Yeah.
And Drew Carey is apparently a huge Monopoly fanatic.
Really?
What?
Yeah. And his favorite token is the top hat. And when he heard they were getting rid of one, like, forever, and they were, like, coming out with a new one, he was like, I'm going to go fucking buy, like, 500 Monopoly things just so I could stock up on top hats. Because if they get rid of the top hat, I'm going to lose my mind.
No,
what do you mean, stock up on top hats? What does he do, eat them every time
he
fucking plays?
He's like power pellets.
Out. Yeah. He's going to open the game, take the top hat out, put it away, and fucking get rid of the rest of the game.
I think they got rid of the iron and brought in a cat.
Ew.
Why would there be an
Why
iron
not a
anyway?
Dog?
Who decided
Wait,
that?
There already is a Scotty dog, right?
It's Hasbro that's doing it, and I think they had this whole thing that was...
No. It's Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Abra.
That's it.
What? Good story.
So wait, what are the Monopoly pieces?
Hat.
Monocle.
Iron.
There's no monocle.
Cristal.
Top hat. Race car.
Jermaine Dupri.
Gobo. Pipe.
Gobo root.
A lead pipe.
Is that the rope.
The warrant.
Candlestick.
No warrant. The loot.
The wishbone. Funny bone.
This is a car, right? Isn't there a car?
Dirty Sanchez.
Didn't everybody want to be the car? Everybody wanted to be the car.
Yeah, the race car is cool.
I like the hat.
What? The handcuffs?
The hat. I like the hat.
The hat.
What's up, you Drew Carey?
Yeah.
What? I like the hat before Drew Carey was born.
I see a hipster.
What are you, a Jewish Carey?
Jewish.
So what's up?
What is Monopoly Empire? Pray tell.
I don't know.
Why are we letting the pizza just sit and get cold, by the way?
I don't know. We
just
bought
get three pies and we're just sitting here like
show,
we
bro.
Have three hot pizzas sitting in the living room.
We do.
Or the kitchen.
We're almost done. We're almost done. We're almost done. All right, let's just sit here and wait until it's done.
So nobody answered. Did you answer what? The worst gift you ever got?
I really didn't have one.
What's the worst gift you ever got?
Me?
Yeah.
Like shirts?
Who like needs those?
Shirts? You know, nobody
I occasionally
needs to
get just a
breasts.
Really bad one that's just like so far. Usually it's just like you said before, just like out of left field, like a poker book. Like,
yeah.
I don't play poker. I don't like poker. I've
Do
never
even
watched poker on TV. I have no interest in poker.
So you got a poker
shirt? Why would
you
give me this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a poker shirt. No, but yeah, just like, it's like, oh, it's a dress shirt.
Yeah.
Like, we used to always get my dad, like, that's all he like, yeah, give me some shirts.
Some shirts.
Like, all right. Put 36, 32. Like, what's the cuff size and the sleeve size? That's what we always get them. But I don't know. Just like, I don't like shit.
Yeah. I totally
I'd rather
that.
Just not get a gift than get something I don't like.
Yeah.
I'd rather just remain neutral than be agitated by a gift. You know what I mean? I'd rather be like, yeah, that's cool. I don't need a present. Then get something I don't want. I'm like, oh, God, now I got to take this. Where am I going to put it? Am I going to bring it back to the store? There's no gift receipt. And it's like a project. Like, here's another burden for you. Like, here's something you don't want. What are you going to hear? It's like, here, you throw this away. Like Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
I feel like people who hand out flyers are like, here, you throw this away. But that's what it's like. It's like, great. Here's
it's
another.
Like getting champagne all the time.
Yeah. It's the fucking worst. I'm like, great. Now I got to figure out someone to pass this off to.
Me.
Sit on my shelf. Well, now I know. I have
well,
someone
if
to
it's
pass
champagne,
off champagne,
then pass it to me.
Or bottles of wine. Like, we fucking hate wine, too.
Drink wine. I did something the other day that I have never done in my entire life.
It was a big surprise.
I drank an entire bottle of wine by myself.
That's weird.
I've never done that.
He was really excited. Well,
I was. And drunk.
Pretty drunk.
I drank, like, one of those cheap gallons ones, like the big glass jugs.
The
Carlos Rossi?
Yeah, the Gallo. The Gallo and...
Names.
What are they called?
Carlos Rossi?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking White Zinfandel?
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Wow.
Oh. Like glass gallon jug with the fucking handle.
Here's a challenge.
Spill the wine.
Next time we get together, we'll get a box each of Franzia wine and
I wouldn't even touch.
I'm not that good.
Repulsive,
so.
Man.
I can't.
Bag like it's Honey Smacks.
I can't. Honey Smacks. That's fucking great. My
they
friends.
Make Honey Smacks anyway?
They do.
Yeah,
I think. They do, yeah.
My friends. Consistently tell me that their favorite shows of ours are the ones where we just force ourselves to be uncomfortable eating or drinking things.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
We haven't done that.
Franzia box,
that
dude.
Shit.
If we
eat Franzia box,
you hate
holders.
Wine too, or you like wine? You like wine?
I fucking hate it, dude.
All right, so let's do a wine tasting show.
Oh. We have to.
Someone gets like one of the boons. Someone gets a Franzia box, and the other one gets a Carlos
Rossi
jug.
Terrible wine.
Carlos Rossi jug, dude.
I don't know if boons is actually wine.
Or is it malt?
Technical Terry over here. What is it though? It's like mad. Like is it like the?
It's like
the
a giant
mad dog
wine tasting
shit. Yeah. Okay.
Wine cooler,
mad
right?
Dog?
Mad dog. You ever had a mad dog?
Mad dog 2020. We got it. The thing is, we have to. We have to do it.
Wine coolers, too.
Like, we have to do it live. We have to do it at somebody's house. And we have to, like, not have anything at all happening the next day. At all. None of us. Because we're all going to be terrible the next day.
Yeah, you get wicked hangovers from that shit.
That's the after show.
Oh, yeah.
We do, like, the show and then...
The next morning.
The next morning. The first one to wake up just hits record.
And wakes everyone else
and
up.
And wakes everyone else
with
up.
A gong.
Yeah.
Gong.
I'm in.
Wake up!
In. I am
a Journey concert.
Wine gong.
All right, so that's pretty much it on my list, man.
Is this an hour?
Look at this.
About.
What's this number one like badass looking thing?
Lego City Coaster.
You get this a lot. Like, we buy kids an awesome gift, and like, this, they're gonna fucking go crazy. And then just to like, they like toss it aside and go.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah,
I want to fucking kill bitches when they do that shit.
Kill bitches.
Well, they have no concept of money.
Just super unappreciative of gifts.
Yeah.
It's like
you put time and effort, and you're like, hey, God, hey, what do you think?
Just rip it open, throw it aside. Rip it open, throw it aside. There's no like, well, wowee, a Zeppelin, nothing.
Whoopee!
That's mine!
Whoopee! That's mine!
Well,
this is mine!
Do you kind of limit the gifts you get now for your kids for Christmas?
Now that they have a dog, yeah.
Okay.
They're getting like, seriously, one tangerine each.
Have you guys ever done the presents where you have to set them up the night before and then have them all ready to go when they wake up?
I did that once.
Christmas, right?
No, you mean like make a bike or something along?
Yeah, like a bike or a playset or something.
There was a kitchen. There was a kitchen little playset that they wanted, and I had to set that up.
Yeah, we had like a train table.
Oh, the Thomas the Tank Engine train table.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, suck.
Pretty much.
That thing takes up. That's the worst fucking thing because it takes up so much room.
Yeah,
it's just like a foot high. And it's all just like, here, how could we cut off a whole quarter of the size of your bedroom?
Did they ask
one
for that?
Stupid gift. He didn't ask for it, but he loves trains and shit, so we knew he'd like it.
Three hours to put together, 12 hours to take apart.
Yeah. You could have just gotten a fucking train.
Dude, we're at the point where we're getting rid of shit now, so it's great. So, like, we're done with the diaper changing table. He's wearing, like, the big boy fucking undies and shit.
Big boy.
So no more diaper table.
How awesome is that?
Get out of there.
Nice.
We just got a treadmill, so we're getting rid of, like, one of
the chairs. Get that out of here.
Down here. Get that fucking thing out of here.
How awesome is that? No diapers.
No treadmills.
God, it's the best.
They're out of the diapers and in their treadmill stage.
Yeah. Like, just go piss and shit on the treadmill.
That's what it's for.
No more diapers.
It's a training treadmill. It's got a couple little baby treadmills next to it.
It's got a shit trough built into it.
A moat. Piss trough. It's got a moat around it.
Well, it would just like shoot right off.
That's the point.
Yeah, in the back. The trough's in the back.
Looks like a highlight. It's like a highlight scooper. It just... Yeah.
They run backwards.
Yeah. That's great. All right.
Run backwards in your pee and shit. Do a bucket. Done. I'm trying to train the dog to do that, too. It's tough. It's tough.
Oh, that sucks, too. Training a dog, right? Is...
Dude. Do you get him as a puppy?
Yeah, she's like...
You're an idiot.
No, 3 months old.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot. Puppies. I didn't want it.
Puppies.
No, puppies? It's too much work.
Yeah, it's the worst. Puppies.
What are you talking about, you too much work?
This
you
morning it's shit on my daughter's book bag. This morning it's shit on my daughter's book bag. Yeah.
Good for her.
Shit on the book bag.
This is for a dog.
The other day it pissed on a pile of shoes.
Right?
I thought you were saying pissed on a pile of shit. That'd be really funny. Just add insult to
that'd be convenient.
You're like, just gonna piss.
Yeah, dogs and shoes, man.
My wife lost her mind this morning. It was awesome. This morning yesterday, she just jumped up on the couch and just fucking pissed like crazy. Like, if you don't watch it every second.
She pissed everywhere.
No,
your wife or the dog?
My wife pissed on the couch. Wow, the dog was like, no. Bad grown-up. Bad adult. Bad person. But bad gifts are just the worst. I hate giving gifts in general.
Manny.
We should just eliminate it completely.
I like giving gifts. I just don't like getting them.
I like giving them.
I do too, but sometimes it's a pain in the ass. Like, I get how like giving. Yeah, it can be. I like when people just like shit and I like just knowing what people want and you just buy it for them.
You just ask them, be
like, hey, what do you want? Oh, I want this thing. I saw this sweater I liked. Boom. Awesome. Done.
It's $200 sweater.
All you got to do is be a good listener. Because if someone says, like, maybe in March or April, it's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Kind of, this is pretty cool. All right.
That's too put early, it back.
I'm up with that. High five.
I just like straight up asking. Hey, what do you want for Christmas?
Straight up my chaser.
Oh, you know what I saw that I like, but I wouldn't buy for myself? Like this thing, whatever.
Yeah.
Nah, see,
great.
You know what I like? I like exactly what Art said. Like, you listen, like, months ahead or whatever.
And like, them later.
And then all of a sudden, you actually fucking pay attention. And you put the effort in. And you get them something. And like, holy shit, I always wanted this.
Do you ever say something in passing, like, oh, that's cool? And then you're like, oh shit, I hope they don't fucking buy that for me. I mean, it's cool, but it's like, it's not worth the amount of money that it is. And then you're like, that would be, I wouldn't want that. I've done that many times. Like, no, I've said, oh, that's cool. And then I know, I'm like, oh, it's kind of close to Christmas. Shit, she might buy that. I'm like, but it's not that cool. It's not worth the money. It's not, it's probably, it'll be stupid if anyone bought that. Like, it's cool, but it's totally not worth
bring
it.
Bring it all around.
I wouldn't want
it. Yeah, yeah, but I'm allergic to it. I just, I can't. Yeah. I bring it in hives if I
do it all the time.
It's going to make me itchy.
You know what we need to do? We need to take out the 1%, I mean, the ads that just
cater
to the
1%.
The ads that cater to the 1%. Like, stop doing these car commercials. Who fucking buys
Who
a
gets
car?
Cars for
the Lexus
Christmas.
With the bow on top.
Yeah. And it's like, for those people, those they don't need a commercial because they have enough money. Like, I'll buy you a car. For those people who don't have that money, it's like you buy someone a car. Hey, I got you a car. Now here's your car payments. Kind of fucking get to that.
Good luck.
I don't think that's what they're insinuating, though, Art.
I'm just saying. But I mean,
I think they say, hey, I just paid cash for this fucking Lexus and it's all yours.
Ugh.
I think that's what those commercials insinuate.
I would take a dump on it.
Not that.
All right.
Here's this 48-month fucking payment plan for you.
Here you go. Have fun with that.
It's not an envelope with like a
here's booklet a
of
coupons.
Yeah, coupon. Payment coupon book.
I got this Groupon for the car.
Here, I put a bow on it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Don't go over 30,000 miles.
Yep. Yeah. Here's your lease terms.
Yeah, right. That. Right. Merry
put
Christmas.
Sparkles on it.
Oprah can't give away cars without people complaining.
Here's a lease agreement with sparkles.
I dunked it in glitter, but it's good.
A new car! Yay! Taxes!
Yeah.
That's what happened with that.
Yeah. Oh, so I got to pay $5,000? Is that what you're telling me right now? Oh,
okay, here you go. I'll sell it.
Can I take the value of the car, please?
All right, so...
Yeah, but even if you sell that car, you still have to pay taxes on that, too.
More stuff? Oh, you do?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Or
whoever buys
it.
Yeah. Someone's got to pay taxes on it at some point. Maybe the person who buys it has to pay tax. But you have to claim it or whatever.
Dicking it the man.
If you sold it, you made a profit, so that's like income.
Yeah, so you have to claim that.
Claim that shit.
But just put that in your sticker price.
Yep.
Put it in your sticker price.
Good one.
In your lozenge compartment.
Right?
Good
one.
Call forward.
Lozenge compartment.
Call forward.
Fucking amazing. I'm still laughing about that.
I'm trying to think of some more bad gifts.
This podcast.
Besides fruitcake.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten fruitcake. Is it fruitcake?
Oh, question.
I've never had it. I've never seen it.
It's just not good.
It's a holiday myth to me.
It can be good.
I don't get why it couldn't, because like banana bread is good, like pumpkin bread is good. So why couldn't fruitcake be good?
I think if you get like
what happens
homemade
is it the fruit you go in it that goes into it or the cake part?
It's like
what fruit are they putting in it? They wipe their ass with it?
No, it's bread. It's pretty much bread with a lot of dried fruit in it.
So is that the problem? Dried fruit?
The gross part is when someone buys
green
a
olives in it.
Processed
yes.
thing.
It's like a brick.
It is. It's
and
like
then
a
you
brick.
Actually shit that
it
out.
It looks greasy.
Yes.
Yeah, but can't you have like a nice
that's
light
bad.
One, like a pumpkin bread?
It's greasy.
Yeah,
that's
or
what
banana
you make
bread?
It at home.
Yeah, so why is that bad?
Because people don't
that's
do
not
that.
Bad,
it's the holidays.
Fruitcake has a bad rap. I am in defense of fruitcake.
You should like do some PR for fruitcake.
Fruitcake,
you should make a fruitcake this year.
No, no one
what
wants
fruit goes into
it? I want to try it.
What fruit goes into it?
Yeah, what
fruit?
What kind of fruit?
Manberries,
What kind of dried fruit?
Why dry?
Apricots,
why does that have to be dried? Like banana bread, pumpkin bread,
fruit.
Yeah.
You use like
cake.
Fresh.
It's lots of fruit.
So?
Yeah, like
keep
banana
going.
Bread, you use fresh bananas.
Raisins,
don't you?
Dried apricots, dried cranberries, craisins, whatever.
I'm all about it.
Dried cherries,
blueberries, trail mix.
I've yet to hear something I don't like.
Blueberries.
Corned beef hash.
Frankenberries.
Kumquats.
Dangleberries.
The kiwi.
No.
Dangleberries.
Chocolate chips, maybe. Oh. Put chocolate chips and fruitcake. $1 million idea. Right
oh, Kickstarter.
Oh, boy.
That'd be funny. Do a Kickstarter for just one fruitcake. Like, I only need $10, guys.
Right now, we're collecting.
Just
money
donate like a penny.
For one fruitcake.
If I can get 1,000 people to donate a penny, I can make this fruitcake. Just one fruitcake. Just for my family.
Let's start that.
That's pretty good quick math right there.
Like Christmas shoes.
By the way.
Was that right?
That was pretty good quick math
shot
right
in the dark.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice
rolling the math dice there.
You're rolling a 36-sided die?
Totally.
All right.
Fucking...
Let's end it so we can go eat the pizza.
Let's do it.
So I'm fucking hungry.
Pizza's a good gift.
It is. Pizza's a great gift.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Give the gift of pizza this year, everybody. You can't go wrong.
Local pizza.
So here's the idea, guys.
Local pizza.
If you're getting a gift, make sure it's a good one. Put some fucking thought into it, for Christ's sake.
No stock quick stuffins.
No hormone pizza.
Gift cards.
Yeah.
Gift cards. Sweaters. Crystal.
No crystal.
Sweaters made of crystal.
Yeah, fucking ask the person what they want, or if they have any ideas.
God, you sound like my mom.
No, it's totally makes sense.
It does, but
oh my god, I thought you.
My mom.
It's so much better than giving a shitty gift.
What the?
What?
What did you say? What did you say? And if they say, I don't want your mother.
And if they say, I don't know what I want, give them an Amazon gift card. Amazon is everything.
Yeah.
They'll find something eventually they can get on Amazon.
That doesn't sound like my mom. My mom doesn't know what Amazon is.
Okay, see? So I'm one step ahead.
We win.
I'm one vagina and 30 years away from being your mom.
Perfect.
Just tell me what you want.
I just want to know.
Tell me what it is. Just want to tell what you want, what you really, really want.
Just in the podcast.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we'll see you next week, guys. We have our worst Christmas songs ever next week. So thanks a lot. We appreciate you listening. Ooh. We'll see you next week. Masters of None, Jay and Art. I'm Mike.
What about Nicole?
Oh, Nicole, yeah.
Oh, I'm here too.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, have Nicole.
See ya.
Catching fire.
Do it again. Oh, yeah. All right. Pizza, bye.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.